The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're going to be heading to Sin City a little bit later on to see Canelo Alvarez. I can't wait. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I'm Dana Cortez, and I'm excited about this because Canelo Alvarez, who is a world champion boxer, probably the best boxer in the ring right now, he's fighting this Saturday night, and we've been invited to cover it again, but also just going to Vegas. Automatic Anthony A, let's do this for a minute. There's people that are listening that have been to Vegas, but let's paint the picture for people who haven't been to Las Vegas on what they can expect and why they should go to Vegas. For instance, my favorite thing, the buffet.
Oh, yeah, the buffets are underrated over there.
They have crab legs, they have sushi, they have Eggs Benedict. They have the fanciest food at the buffets at a reasonable price. I love the buffets.
The buffets are kind of expensive. I wouldn't say they're reasonable.
For crab legs and stuff and steak?
At a Vegas buffet, you get what you pay for. I'll say
that. Okay,
I'm not a fan of the seafood buffet, but I do like the breakfast buffets.
And you get a real steak, not Salisbury. When they throw the meats together
hey,
and just
shove it in. Don't disrespect Salisbury steak dogs.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of buffets, though, one of my favorite things to do in Vegas, people watch. Whether you're at the buffet or at the strip, there's literally people from all over the world, and you will see anything and everything from, you know, kids passed out in the street to drunk people at 4 in the morning.
Speaking of which, it's not a good idea to take your kids to Vegas.
Well, it's fun in Vegas.
My dad took me to Vegas all the time. He just left me in the room.
What would you do, Automatic?
I got to know Vegas. I'll tell you that.
We would have the National Football Tournament. Would be in Vegas that I participated in. So I went as like a kid, and then I also went as after the age of 21. And
my favorite thing, that's when it's fun, Anthony.
Yes, that's when it's really fun because it's the only adult playground. Yeah. My favorite thing is the drive or the flight to Vegas. Oh, it's so amped up. It's so charged
up. People are excited
on
the plane.
Yes. You're with your best friends, ready to have a great time.
I've DJed in Vegas a bunch of times, and I will say it is always more fun in Vegas. The party, because people are ready to go.
You just talked about the airplane ride. DJ Automatic, I don't care if you're 8 in the morning flight to Vegas, people are drinking.
Oh, yeah,
it's like you going to a party there, if you know what I'm saying.
The 24 challenge in Vegas is fun where you just don't sleep. I've done that a couple times, too.
Yeah, I've done
land
that a few times.
And then first flight out like at 5 or 6 a.m. the next day. Oh, yeah.
And full circle, don't take your kids.
Nope.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National School Pitcher Day. The last Thursday second Thursday in September is known as School Pitcher Day.
I didn't like school pictures when I was little. I was one of those tomboy kids. I remember the only school pictures that my mom went out of her way to buy. Shout out to my mom because she was a hardworking single mother. But she bought like all of the pictures. I had a broken nose and busted eyes. Oh, I'd fallen the day before.
With lasers behind you. Remember those pictures?
This one didn't have lasers. I could have used some lasers to hide my face.
My older cousin lived with us when I was growing up, and he was a big cholo. He always had this, like, he had this stuff called Tres Flores, which is kind of like a pomade for your hair, if you don't know.
It's like an oil.
And I remember for school picture day, I just grabbed a clump of that stuff and put it all up on my hair.
Do you have greasy hair?
Oh, yeah. So I took the third grade picture with Tres Flores hair.
I can smell the Tres Flores.
You're like
right
a little baby cholo in the making.
A little baby cholo, dude. let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Chocolate Milkshake. All right. That's a fond memory right there.
That's something you'll get in Vegas, but they'll add liquor to it. Don't take your kids.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should you ask for somebody's credit score before you date them? Are you down to date somebody who's financially unstable? No! You should not be, although I've done that several times in my life.
The last woman asked me for my credit score. I was like, yo, what pawn shop?
It matters. No, if you plan on getting serious with somebody, that kind of question matters. Now,
no, I think once you're going to move in with somebody, you need to know that kind of information.
But why would I even waste my time dating you?
That's some
what
old
am
people
I doing
or
here?
Mature people's stuff like that. And why you ask, would you waste your time? It's because women, I can't speak for homies, but women love a fix-up project. They love to get a man that you could help and mold and all this other stuff.
You're right, Anthony.
So they're
I've been part of Dana's project for 15 years now.
But wait, hold on. Automatic already had the bricks to build with.
I know he's from New Mexico, but chill. Dude, what are we trafficking here? Relax, mama. Damn,
this is not Breaking Bad.
Is this Snowfall? Or?
I'm talking about his goals, his mind, his mental. He had bad credit, but I knew that the man was goal-oriented. He had a plan. Does that make sense?
Let's be clear, though. I had bad credit, but I had a lot of money in the bank.
I taught you how to pay your bills.
On time. Versus I taught Dana how to save. Because I was the guy that I would just let the bills come in and I would be like, I'll pay it later.
Late pink slips, electricity almost out all the time and got $50,000 in the bank. I'm like, what are you doing,
sir? Almost don't count, bro. You know? Hey, dude.
But you can't fix that. If the man isn't even, you know, in the store to buy the bricks, you can't fix that kind of person or woman or woman. And it doesn't matter what kind of job that person has either. Don't demean somebody because they work at a grocery store when you know you buy groceries. Don't demean someone because they work at a fast food spot when you know you're coming through the drive-thru. Just make sure they're the best at what they do and they love it and they have pride in it. That's what counts.
That should be a message for women because women often date more men of status. Then, you know, guys don't care.
Yeah, ooh, guys aren't as bad about that.
Yo, the hot chick
kind of
at
stuff.
Taco Bell? Cassandra? What's up?
Dude,
follow me at Anthony A. Comedy. Come
there
on.
There was this girl that worked at Blake's, and I called it. I Blake's was like, it's a
burger place in New Mexico, and not everybody knows a Blake's.
She was gorgeous. I said, this woman will not work here for more than 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months went by, she was gone, and then I saw her years later with a guy that was worth probably millions of dollars.
Exactly, dude. And I've been good looking my whole life, but I was making pizza. Nobody was hollering at me when I was on salads. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no girl coming up to me now, but they see me hanging out with, you know, maybe I got a video with Nicki Minaj. Maybe I just did a show
all
with Sean Wayne.
All in the
of
DMs.
A sudden, I'm cool. All of a sudden, like, yo, you know, and them love handles
are
ain't that bad.
Are you down for them to pay your bills, Anthony?
Am I down for a woman to pay my bills? Yeah. Where's she at, dude? What's up? What do you want me to do with that monkey?
You'd be a house husband?
Oh, I'll be a house husband. Dude, I'll do everything. I'll be a house. I'll be a freak in the sheets.
Ladies, you got bricks. Anthony wants to build with you. So you do have to ask someone you are going to enter into a relationship with about their finances, their credit score. And the reason why I'm asking you a question, okay, automatic Anthony A, do you want to build a house on a shaky foundation?
Of course not.
No, your house is going to go crumbling down. So you ask about credit score. You ask about future plans. It's not about dating rich. It's about dating someone who's stable and has goals. And
has a there plan.
You go. Yeah, has a plan. All right, listen to this on the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand anytime you want, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we're continuing this conversation at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Canelo Alvarez, biggest boxer on the planet, fighting this Saturday night. How does he prepare? Let's have a discussion now. He's inside the show. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Sydney Sweeney celebrating her birthday. Drewski and 2 Chainz also celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so we're covering the fight. Obviously, going to be in Vegas later on today. But we were there last time as well, and we asked him how he prepared. He talked about music. I think Anthony got the last question. Take a listen.
¿Cómo se llama? Peso Pluma. Luis R., JP, okay. Chino Pacas, Natanael. I don't listen music that much in English, but Usher.
Oh, Usher, let's go, Usher. I love it. Okay.
Usher.
Everybody, though, when you have an event, it could be a conference, it could be a meeting, I don't care what it is, prepares differently. Yeah. Andy, you're a comedian. You're going to stand in front of a crowd. How are you getting ready for that moment?
I used to listen to a lot of Kendrick Lamar before I got on stage, but there's one show where I forgot my headphones, so I no longer do that. I do a little self-meditation, and I repeat the words, you are where your feet are.
That's good advice.
It forces me being present on stage. That's what I do.
I like that, especially when you're going to get a heckler or something.
You got to be present for that. You got to be ready to clap him back.
DJ Automatic, you perform in front of 50 or 50,000 people. How are you getting ready?
I have to work out. I've got to clear my mind through exercise because I got so much anxiety that I start getting the self-doubt going. But for some reason, if I like do a bunch of push-ups or go for a run, it relieves me of my anxiety.
I didn't used to believe you when we were on the sneaks and he would be going to an event, and he would tell me, I got to go for a run. I used to think he was calling like another girl or something. I swear, it's that self-doubt in my mind, bro.
About yourself, Dana Cortez? What do you do before you get ready for a big presentation?
I'm so nervous, and you guys know it. Don't act like you don't know it. You've seen me there. I'm self-doubting myself. I'm like all in my head.
It's like you psych yourself out to get on stage.
And then I kill it.
You just load yourself up on a bunch of self-doubt. There it is, dude.
That's the worst advice ever. Take Anthony and Automatic's advice, not mine.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
HealthShots.com has 4 easy ways for you to gain respect in your relationship. If you often feel disrespected, I think this is a study you definitely want me to share with you. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. These are 3 stories you need to know in case you missed it. DJ Automatic?
In case you missed it, Gen Z says they feel most real when they're on social media.
Oh my gosh.
A study by Adobe finds nearly 2/3 or 66% of 18 to 25-year-olds feel more comfortable online than they do in the real world.
which is scary and not cool.
Did you say Adobe?
Yes, Adobe.
The same people who make Photoshop?
Yes.
Are telling us what people...
Okay, here you go, though. Okay.
Well, they use that. Photoshop is like the number one of the biggest programs that Gen Z uses.
Okay, so, and more than half of them struggle with like a lack of confidence in the... But they say they They get it in the virtual world. Half of them admit to using fake backgrounds and filters.
Well, that means that 75% use fake backgrounds and filters.
And if anybody's
going
to know that they're doing that, it's... Adobe because of Photoshop.
Dana, do you see this kind of behavior within your daughter? Do you think she's like...
She doesn't use filters. She doesn't post a lot. But yes, she does get affected by her friends posting, oh my gosh, I'm not there. I'm missing out on all this fun.
I just had to have a lengthy conversation with my younger brother about not falling into the trap of feeling that you have to keep up with people online.
Oh man.
So it's all facade.
Yeah, dude. It's so
nobody's
weird,
that cool.
You know? Let me tell you something. You only see what I want you to see on social media. I don't want you to see me scrubbing toilets. Yeah. I don't want you to see me washing dishes. I want you to see me when I'm traveling. I want you to see me.
You
want to
see us on that red carpet.
Restaurant.
You don't want to see me sweeping up dog poop.
Yeah, but that's the reality. Everybody's life is just as shitty as yours. Trust me.
All right, y'all. If you're like me, sometimes your sleeping schedule gets off put. Maybe, all right? And if you're looking to reset that sleep schedule, here's what you need to do, Anthony. Skip napping during the daytime.
Anthony, you're the nappiest napper. You're like the disco nap king.
God, I've loved naps since I was a little boy.
But then you can't sleep at night.
You can. Another thing you got to do is avoid bright screens, all right? So get off your phones. And you want to make a cool and calm environment before you get to bed, okay?
What is a cool and calm environment?
They say here, your sleep actually improves if you set your thermostat to between 60 and 70 degrees. So whatever it is for you.
Well, no wonder we can't sleep.
I was going to say, we're at like 78.
First of all, I'm Mexican. Don't touch my thermostat. Dang. We sitting in, it's 77 now. I turned it down 1 degree.
And I swear to God, if I go turn it down, Dana like immediately. He's like, what are you doing? Are you think we're rich?
But I do light a candle and I use essence, oil, herb essence. There you go. And I have
automatic. Doesn't make it any cooler.
It's like sleeping in a sauna. That's what's up, dude. That has its own benefits.
Speaking of Maya, in case you missed it, do you feel disrespected in your relationship
daily?
Damn.
I can't even touch the thermostat.
Four ways to get respect in your relationship. Number one, give love but never give power.
Okay.
Unless it's over the thermostat. Number two, always be mindful to keep a balance. That it really is important.
You better check yourself on that there, Dana.
Number three, set boundaries. Both partners got to set boundaries within the relationship. If one partner wants to spend all day at work while the other goes shopping, cool.
A lot of those boundaries should be placed before you guys even make that commitment.
Oh,
you should
Anthony,
know where you're
well,
at.
Definitely before you move in with each other.
For sure.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Do not be quiet if you're disrespected. Say, hey, listen to yourself. Hold on. You're not doing this. You know, you're not speaking to me right. And then the number one thing is, if it's gotten really bad, you got to seek professional help. Don't be afraid.
Oh.
Or just call us. We'll do it down in the DM. If you want me to share this study, there are actually a few more ways to gain respect in your relationship. According to healthshots.com, hit me up. DM me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right. So we have Taylor Swift with a major announcement. Beyonce just co-signed on someone as well. Let's talk about this. First, though, set it off for celebrity birthdays, Anthony, eh?
We have 2 Chainz celebrating his birthday. Drewski also celebrating birthday. And Sydney Sweeney celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, some people might say Beyonce is one of the most influential, amazing artists of our generation. Right?
I'm not going to argue that.
Oh, incredible performer. Such a sweet woman as well. She just co-signed that Mexican OT.
What?
She said, and I quote her, oh, that Mexican OT goes hard. The thing is, Beyonce...
She's only a couple years late on this one.
Well, it's not just that, though, Automatic. Come on now. You know, he's not headlining stadiums, but we know he can rap. We sat down with him. We talked to him. This has got to boost his confidence. I think we discussed confidence with him.
Really, I think my music is what gave him my confidence. I remember I recorded La Muerte, and when I recorded La Muerte, I was in the studio, and whenever I was hearing it being played back, I just teared up. And that's when I was like, yeah, bro, like, I'm not rapping no more. Like, I'm making music.
Oh, his head must be swollen right now.
I don't think she's late, Automatic. I think she's right on time because of a Beyonce endorsement or cosign. Sorry for the political reference.
A lot going on right now.
I think that's the next level that he needs. That could take him to the next level of fame and stardom and notoriety, but definitely being mentioned in that magazine as well.
Okay, who would you want to endorse you right now, DJ Automatic?
Beyonce.
She already has.
What's up? This is Beyonce on the Good Morning Get Down with DJ Automatic.
Nice one right there. Okay, Anthony, who do you want endorsing you right now?
I'm going to have to say the company Hot Pockets as a whole.
Hot Pockets!
The company Hot Pockets, like, because I just want to survive. No, you know what? Better yet, Smuckers. I want Smuckers to endorse me.
The Uncrustables? Uncrustables?
Yes, you, the Uncrustable peanut butter
right
and jelly.
Now, yeah, your face on the front of an Uncrustable.
That's the worst thing ever. You know, Anthony puts them in a microwave. He doesn't even toast them. They're not even toasted.
And then you're going to just look across and it's going to be like, that's hard. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of the biggest beer brands in the country is giving away free beer for football season. Let's discuss some food news. Top hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
We are in Las Vegas. Canelo Alvarez versus Edgar Berlanga. This Saturday is pay-per-view. Now, the reason I'm even discussing this, obviously, is because we're here. But did you see that Dana White's UFC 306 hasn't sold out?
Nope.
And they're worried about going against Canelo Mexican Independence Day weekend. I remember for a minute UFC and MMA was running it, and I feel last five, maybe seven years, boxing's been back.
Boxing is definitely back, for sure.
Why? Oh,
Dana Sports Report over
Dana
here.
Sports Report.
Well, but I think the reason the UFC tickets aren't selling is because they're like $3,000.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe, expensive. But I remember when I was little, my Nana loved boxing, and my whole life, my Theos loved boxing, my mother would go to boxing events. What's brought boxing back?
I think the comeback of the heavyweight division, which started, like, in my opinion, like 2019, when Andy Ruiz knocked out Anthony Joshua. That was a big upset, but you have guys like Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. Once the heavyweight division got good again, that's when boxing gets exciting again.
But then there's also Canelo. That's the thing.
And we've
Canelo,
that's what it is, DJ Automatic. Okay. And I will say, going to the match last time, seeing all the ladies dressed up, Otto told me, you better dress up. And I was like, whatever. And I did. Thank goodness. Yeah. Because if you don't dress up for these events, people are wearing, it's hot, mink coats. Like, what's going on
in the middle
here?
Of summer in Vegas.
Know,
and we've also moved past the Money Mayweather era of boxing, where people were more concerned about the type of money they were making in the fights. And now homies like Tank Davis, Canelo, and them
it's
are
about
just
boxing.
And they're fighting. Yeah,
it's back.
Wow, right, that they're still that. Ducking Benavidez. But hey, we'll talk to Canelo about that later.
Oh, we will. We will. He'll be on the radio right here on the show mañana. DJ Automatic food news.
Go for dose. So Dos Equis, they just are encouraging college football teams to go for two. And if your team is one of the teams that they are have free beer attached to, you go to their Instagram, you go to their Facebook, and they'll tell you how to get your free beer.
Yeah, really, probably controversial opinion. Beer is not good.
Oh.
You know how grapefruit has that vomit taste? That's how beer tastes.
Ew.
Oh, that's not it at all.
Well, maybe that's just a memory of me when I was drinking it in high school and I shouldn't have been.
What have you been through, dog?
Yeah.
I love beer.
You I love being cold Dos Equis.
Heard of a beer bung?
Yeah.
That's what I went through.
Oh, yeah.
Never liked beer since then.
That's not the way to start beer.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we're going to start with National High Five Day. Hug and five, 5 day, everybody. If you want to nail a perfect high five, all you got to do is look at the person's elbow and you will never miss.
Okay, I remember the first day you taught me that and I've never missed a high five since then.
Okay.
And we also have National Chocolate Milkshake Day. Originally, the milkshake had a lot of whiskey in it, but they removed the whiskey in 1885 and now it's been a wholesome drink for kids.
Bring back the whiskey.
Yeah.
We're in Vegas and I just noticed every milkshake place has whiskey or liquor they'll put inside of it.
And let's go to wrap it up on National School Picture Day, the second Thursday in September.
I've always bought all of my kids' school pictures. I just don't give them away.
Oh, you just hold on to them?
I've got
them?
Like drawers full of everybody's school pictures.
I was going to say, I was at my mom's house recently, and she's still rocking like the fourth or fifth grade picture of Ava, and Ava's a senior this year.
Well, when are we going to send her the pictures?
You, that's a wife duty.
Oh, whoa. Ding, ding, ding. We have a knockout right now.
I was
now.
About to say, pay-per-view this Saturday. Dana Cortez versus DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm so excited. The Dana Cortez Show is in Vegas. Yeah. Canelo's fighting this Saturday night. We're covering it. Obviously, we said Canelo Alvarez will be on the show tomorrow. But in the meantime, for anyone who's been to Vegas or you're thinking about traveling to Vegas, how about a little survival, some survival tips?
There's one thing I feel like I'm qualified to discuss is this, because I've done Vegas every which way, great, bad, broke, and expensive. And I can tell you,
I think everybody who's been to Vegas has done all three of those in 24 hours.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You could really, Vegas. You could bring a whole bunch of money saved up and you could blow it in less than 6 hours.
Oh my gosh, I love the gamble. Automatic does not.
No, that money will fly out of your pocket.
I didn't even blow it on gambling. I blew it on drinks, which brings me to my first tip.
How?
Well, because they're expensive. No, it's not. The average price of a
cocktail. You're gambling, it's cheap. But if you're not gambling, yeah, it's expensive.
Hit up the penny or nickel or quarter slots and you drink for free.
What we would do, me and the homies, we hit the Walgreens, the CVS, or any of the convenience stores around there, get those drinks first, get those in your system.
See, pre-gaming is a good idea for your budget, but it's not a good idea because the bar never closes in Vegas.
True.
So you get started too early, it can get real messy. And that's why I'm going to take it back to day drinking. If you're going to day drink, you need a nap. And the other thing I want to remind people, bring some good walking shoes.
I'm so glad
you are walking
that.
A lot in Vegas.
I want to take it back, Automatic. You're speaking from first-person experience. One time, my husband here, DJ Automatic, decided to day drink in Las Vegas at this pool party. But he got so drunk, he decided to hire a limo. Now you have to understand.
I don't even remember this.
This man is so cheap. Good. He hired a limo for me and all my friends and bought everybody alcohol. And we spent the entire day going back and forth, up and down the strip with Automatic, having fat burger sauce all over his white t-shirt.
It sounds like Vegas done right to me.
You sound like the king of Vegas right there, dude.
No. I wish I could remember it.
Well, too bad you didn't take a nap. Maybe you could have remembered it. Damn, or it never would have happened.
Yeah, you could have got an escort for like half the price.
He had his wife with him.
Hey, sorry. It would have been the first time that happens in Vegas. Hey.
Would have been the first time we would have had a quickie divorce in Vegas.
That's right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.